This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Rhys Sanders on FUBAR Radio.
it's the show that still has no name, I think.
That's what it's called, I think. Now.
The show with no name. Well, today there's a large difference as we're minus one person. That first song was Danao feat. Cherry V, Baby Love, who was Harriet Rose's show guest host on her show last week.
I think it was last week or the week before, but she was brilliant.
And then there is a big change in the studio, as I just mentioned.
Yeah, who's not here?
Michael Payne. Should I say it right? Mickle Payne's not here.
Mickle Payne, that's Mickle right.
Payne. Reese Sanders. Not Saunders,
no,
not Saunders.
Don't call you Saunders.
Still joined by Natalie King, a.k.a. Sarah De Bunda. But today we have Charlie Palmer Rothwell. Hiya.
Oh, I was going to clap. That's embarrassing. Okay.
Yeah. I'm joining.
Well.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit flustered.
Why are you flustered?
I thought I'd be good at this Boris bike here, and there's no Boris stations anywhere near here. So I got here and then Boris back to King's Cross, and then got on the tube and then jogged a little bit. So I've...
Within half an hour as well, it's quite impressive.
I've done a triathlon, yeah, pretty much.
So one part of your triathlon is the tube, so I don't know if we're getting that.
Yeah, the middle ground, that was hard, that. That was just intense heat.
Oh yeah, the northern line as well. At least it's no central line.
True, that was a nightmare.
We've got a guest in the form of Conductor in today at 4:30. He'll be talking about his new song, Wanna Go, featuring Mina Rose at Coco and Big Zoo.
Mm.
Big fans of all of them artists.
Yeah.
All on one track, so that should be fun having him in. We don't have any games today because we don't do that, and Michael's not here to mention it, so I thought I'd bring it up
that.
Instead.
That's my dislike ding.
There'll be plenty more dings out in this show. We've got loads of stories. We're going for a theme today as well.
Well, because we did it sort of last week, not really on purpose. There was just a few wedding stories which we picked up on. I thought, maybe theme is the way to go, is the future.
We should have started. If we're going with, we've gone with the animal theme today.
Animals.
And I think we've missed a trick. We should have started the show with barking.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you'd liked that, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the song. However, I've got to respect Rams for getting number two in the charts and eating off it, I suppose.
Mm.
Like, I'm not a hater of him. I just think everyone's trying to get behind this song. Like, we had Stylo G in last week, and he was saying, oh, it's great for someone like him to do this for the scene. But it's a pop song, right? And that's like me saying, well, you know, S Club 7 did it for the scene.
Yeah,
just because they're British.
The scene,
like, what scene's Rams doing it for? Because it's a pop song.
Mm.
It's very Spice Boys-y. You know what I mean? But... like I say, I rate him for doing his thing.
Yeah.
And I rate his Club 7, so...
Yeah, exactly.
That's huge, the problem, isn't it?
Huge Bradley fan.
Yeah. And I rate Spice Boys. Who would be in Spice Boys if you couldn't put them together? Rams is in Spice Boys, is he? Who else?
But am I making like a super group
the
of...
Spice Boys. Who's going to
Rams...
I'll be in it.
No. Rams... I'd say Notes, he could go in there. What's his name? Youngun?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But what spice would they be? You know, they were scary.
Sam Smith,
okay.
Yeah, because we need
just
that.
Just add a real bit of spice.
Yeah. And how many more? One more.
Was there five?
Yes, we need one more. Yeah. I need like a Jerry Halliwell-y. Maybe just have to...
Do you want to be in it? You don't want to do it.
I was going to say I can't sing, but neither could they. So
true.
Mel C was a good singer, I believe.
Which one was she?
Yeah, which one was she?
Sporty.
Sporty, of course.
And I'm wearing a tracksuit hoodie.
There we go. And you can sing.
And Reebok workouts.
Can you sing?
No. I'm not musically talented at all. Should we read a quick story?
Yeah, why not?
Let's read a quick story. So, this following the animal theme, would you have coffee with a snake? If you ask my ex, she'd probably say she's done that a few times. So. Banter. Serpent lovers. That's not a thing. No one's a serpent lover.
There are snake fetishy people.
Mm.
Yeah.
What?
There are.
I don't know, pets without fur aren't pets. That's what I say.
What are they?
The things that you keep.
I quite like snakes. I'm going to be
what,
that
as a
guy.
Pet?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't want a snake slipping about in my room, to be fair. But I don't mind reptiles that much, actually. Like, people hate reptiles.
I hate
reptiles.
Yeah,
I'm not a hater.
Like, I wouldn't let one come near... I would react the same to a reptile as someone with arachnophobia would to a spider.
Yeah, see, I don't like spiders.
See,
I don't like bugs.
Spiders don't bother me, but reptiles, animals without fur, and birds.
So non-mammals and birds, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't like, okay.
No, because I quite like fish. You don't have to stroke fish or anything, you know what I mean? You look at them, they're pretty to see.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't have to stroke a fish.
But like birds with the little horrible, feet on a bird. Oh!
You've had pets. Have you had any pets, Charlie?
I've had dogs my whole life and a cat. And I had fish, actually, but I didn't stroke them.
I had
fish.
They
were tiny, so me stroking them would have been a bit of a sight.
See, I had big koi carp, and if I put my hand in the pond, they'd suck my hand. Didn't put my hand in the pond often.
Kind of gross.
And I also had cats, a dog, rats, guinea pigs.
On purpose? You had rats on purpose?
Yeah, we had five pet rats named after the rat pack. Frankie, Sammy, Dean, Joey, and Pete.
That's cool.
I had a rabbit called Murphy, but its teeth grew down its throat and it died. So that was
a nice way to go.
Grim.
Yeah.
Did you have all of these at the same time? Kind of like a Dr. Dolittle sort of vibe.
We had
your hand in the koi carp tank.
The rats, the fish, the rabbit, and one of the cats all at the same time. Yeah, it was like Jimmy's farm down at my house. And the tiny little house as well, just loads of animals. But if you don't have any animals, you can actually go out for a coffee with one.
Yes.
So serpent lovers or those trying to conquer their fear of snakes can spend 1,000 Japanese yen, which is £6.53, to hang out with some reptiles. The Tokyo Snake Centre House... The Tokyo Snake Centre houses 35 non-venomous snakes, which are known as attendants. do they have to clock in that?
I imagine so. They want to get paid.
Some of the popular ones include Transpesco rat or Pecos?
Pecos.
Pecos.
Yeah,
that one.
That's a rat snake.
The C needs to really decide whether it's going to be an S or a K.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand what a rat snake is. That's two terrifying things.
It's a Transpecos rat snake.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
The jungle carpet python. The Brazilian rainbow.
Say that one again. What was the second one?
The jungle carpet python.
Yeah. Okay.
The Brazilian rainbow boa. The Honduran. The Honduran milk snake.
Yeah.
Classic.
Is that a euphemism?
They all could be.
I was going to say this is
the San Francisco garter snake.
This is a joke.
And Baron's green racer.
Oh my god!
Who named these? These aren't real names. These are nicknames.
What's your favourite out of all of those, Reese? What would you say? What would you like?
The jungle carpet pie. many of the snake. Many of the snake stuff are breeds of corn snakes, and a North American species of rat snake popular with people who.
Many of the snake staff.
What I was linking on as well. So like whole the staff. They do employ the snakes.
But snakes are employing snakes. It's like a full snake world.
Many of the snake staff.
In the cafe.
Are breeds of corn snakes. So the people looking after the snakes are corn snakes themselves.
Yeah, the snake people.
A North American species of rat snake, popular with people who make pets out of snakes.
Yep.
Snakes making pets out of snakes.
I like how it says, like, make pets out of snakes.
I'm going to make
like
a
making
pet
animals
out of
balloons.
I'm going to make a pet out of you, snake.
Snakes are kept in transparent cases, and for an extra fee, you can pet the larger ones on special sofas with a towel on your lap.
Nope.
Is that for the snake, or if you just enjoy petting snakes a bit too much? The manager, Hisamitsu Kaneko, opened the cafe because of his love for reptiles. Mm. He wants to dispel their dangerous reputation and hopes that allowing the non-venomous snakes will allow people to see they are fun.
No.
Oh, there's more fun and friendly
yeah,
creatures.
Both.
The cafe has been a hit with tourists. One of whom left a review on TripAdvisor saying, "We had one snake that was super hyper and very entertaining to watch." Oh, surely there's more. There's other things you can do before that are exciting.
Like, for £6.53, I'm definitely not paying to have a snake near me.
Like, imagine you've either have had to done everything ever or nothing at all ever to find that super entertaining and fun.
I wonder what the extra fee is for the sort of secret session with the rainbow carpet.
The separate
with the
room with the snake.
Yeah. I've always found in Japan when you pay an extra fee, it's
what was you gonna say? Special snake.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't been to Japan, but if I did, I know 100% I would not be going to this cafe. Would you go? You've been to Japan a lot.
I have. I went to like a cat cafe and a rabbit cafe, but never went to a snake cafe.
Would you?
No, because they really mistreat animals out there.
Oh, okay.
Like, they have like puppies in windows of shops.
That's what you think. The animals are running the show out there.
They're the stars. Yeah. They're the ones in charge. We work for them.
Yeah. Complete curveball. Animals run the show.
Yeah, they want us to have the view that they're being mistreated. It works very nicely for the snakes out there.
Well, the animals in the shop windows, you know, when they aren't puppies anymore and they're not cute and no one's bought them.
Where do they go?
That's the end of them, unfortunately. Where do they go?
Not out from.
Normally in a lovely seasoned dish, I find.
No. Yeah. They probably go and work in the cafe now. Once you get out the window.
Oh, yeah, maybe they give them jobs. Yeah. Like, these snakes might have been retired cafe snakes. And now we've been... Do you know, like, when a football player runs out his contract, he's old, he's retired, and they give him a position, like a coaching role? Yeah. Your coaching
just
staff
a nice
now.
Little role to keep him in.
Yeah,
he's
you
been
know.
Here for years. Exactly. Where else are you going to go?
Yeah, part of the furniture. Do you know what I mean? So they keep him... Maybe that's what happens.
Maybe that's actually what happens. They just make him the furniture of the snakes. If he's a lovely armchairs, to be fair.
Well, people have said that, like, for example, that some of the royal family are lizard people.
Oh, David Icke said that. Yeah.
So maybe he's right.
Well, he thinks a lot of people are lizard people in disguise.
Maybe he's right.
Maybe.
Can you prove that he's not?
No, I can't.
Can you dispel the rumours behind... Well, pretty much behind most of what David Icke says, to be honest.
No, I can't.
It's outrageous, but there's no proof against it.
True. I'll get him on the show one day, shall I?
He's probably been to the snake cafe himself.
Oh, it's probably his cafe. He opened it.
We have...
That's what you think.
We have some lovely songs that were picked by you today, don't we, Natalie?
Oh, yeah. We do have some. They are lovely.
Would you like to showcase them?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the new one. Brand new one. I only got it today. New one from Ms. Banks, Come Through.
Yo, I'ma go all the way type chick. In the stew till I get it right, bitch. Nice house and a nice whip. Spending all your money up in Knightsbridge. Visualize, make a nigga fantasize. Water park, yeah, he wanna slip and slide. Cool off, baby, you can take a dive. Type of shit I got him doing, can't be televised. Hypnosis, he said I'm the coldest. Get love from the youngest, got respect from the oldest. Black girl magic, I got that hocus pocus. Oh, I'm so focused, let me dust off my shoulders. I make hits, you can't hit it. The flow is exquisite. See me on the bill, can't miss it. Bare paintings when I come true. Hating bitches always doing what the bums do. Big batty gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on fleek when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do. I be cutting ties with you niggas, ride for you niggas, even fucking lie for you niggas. You a fraud, I don't really know who's hype for you nigga. Ain't my nigga, all this fuck shit just made me a killer. Going straight for your head, let you down before I put it to bed. On some bullshit and I see red, get wrapped like tortillas, sticky like quesadillas. You can't see me and I ain't see ya. Please believe, go hard for my peas and my family, I'll do what I please. Go overseas, bring all my G's, bare back and titties, do it B.I.G. Talking about that pay a visit, I don't do gimmicks, I ain't got limits. Only real niggas when I come true, hating bitches always doing what the bums do. Big batty gal when we come true, hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nails on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do.
big batty gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do. Big batty gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do.
That was Miss Banks' Come True, Come Through. Come,
yes. Yeah.
Absolute banger, though, to be fair. I don't know what, I'm a big fan of Miss Banks. She... Which song was it? She did a song recently where they... she had to talk in... Oh, who was it with?
Wasn't it Stylo G that was talking about
Stylo G was
week?
Talking yes. about it, yeah. yeah. Absolute killing it recently, working with, obviously, like Stylo G and on her own solo stuff. Yeah. So, shout out Miss Banks. Like I mentioned earlier, we are joined today by Charlie Palmer Rothwell. Notorious Charlie Palmer Rothwell as well. How are you?
Am I notorious?
I'd say so.
In your eyes?
In my eyes, yeah.
Why?
In the Snake Cafe world.
Why notorious?
It just is, isn't it?
Okay.
Just like that. I've known you about 6 or 7 years now, maybe.
Yeah, probably about that.
Through mutual friends. The first time I ever met you, you bent the peak of my brand new hat.
Was it a North Face hat?
It was, yeah.
It was a black North Face hat.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, hilarious, isn't it?
Still fuming.
Yeah, you've since I met you, you've obviously... being an actor, you've been
doing all that, pretending to be other people.
That's what I do on a day-to-day basis for free. So yeah. I mean, at least you're getting paid for
true,
it.
True, true, sort of.
Can you give us a run through some of the roles and films that you've been in?
I mean, from when we met 6 years ago, there's
a lot, quite all a of them. Films. I want a full IMDb run through.
I started off. The first thing I ever did was. Was a debatable film, I'll say, because, you know, there was a lot of effort and hard work went into it, but it didn't come out how I wanted it to do. It was called It's a Lot, and it was... and it featured a lot of young artists that you probably have had on here, and, you know, a lot of... All sorts of people, like Frisco, and a lot of, I don't know, loads of people, actually. And a lot of the cast of Kid Uphood and all that kind of thing. But that was my first thing, and then from there I kind of... went on to do like Legend with Tom Hardy, which was a
you had a big role in that as well.
That was a good one. That was one of my favourite ones. And I don't know. Last year was a good year. I did a bit in Dunkirk and Darkest Hour. And
I mean, it's not a bad CV, is it? Really?
No, no. It's that little known film, Dunkirk. Yeah.
And you were also in a film. I went to the premiere with you.
This my is name is Lenny.
No.
No.
No. See, just more films, just dropping them out.
It's a perfect time to drop one in.
The Governors.
The Governors, yeah, that was a good one, yeah. That was with Harley as well, used to be on here, didn't
it? It was.
Harley, yeah.
And that was where me and Vaz Blackwood got into it.
Oh, you've talked about this on the show, a little disagreement.
Yeah.
In an alleyway with Vaz.
Yeah. What was really going on?
he's a lovely guy, But yeah, so obviously your mum was an actress. Did that make you want to do it yourself, or was it just kind of...
No, do you know what? I don't. Maybe subconsciously, but there was never a moment really where I was like, you know, the butcher's son.
Becomes the
butcher kind of vibe. I mean, that did sort of happen, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my mum kind of always tried to make me steer clear of it, actually. But I don't know. I think maybe it was just in my bones a little bit.
It's got to be, because your brother and sister as well. I saw
they're some good looking family, aren't you?
They're
all trying. I mean, they're still young. My brother, like my sister's 16, and my brother's 17. But he wants to be an actor, I think, as well. Out of nowhere. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It didn't work the same in my family. I don't want to make packing tape like my dad. Do you know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, I mean, look, if I was going to go my dad's route, my dad's an Alice Lee driver now, but he used to be a boxer, so I didn't do any of that.
I can see. That fight's still pretty. I had a crack. Look at the state of this face.
Oh, don't be silly, Reese.
So, aside from films, obviously, You are very passionate about music as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd say so. Because I'd say pretty passionate.
I've been at a few parties where you've been behind the deck.
Charlie Palmer Rothman on buttons. DJ Disco Balls.
Yeah. DJ Disco Balls. It's a lovely name.
thanks. It was a joke name. But no, I did have a little phase of trying to be a DJ for a bit, actually, yeah.
Trying to be. That implies that you didn't succeed.
I didn't quite get there.
Why?
No.
What happened?
Maybe I succeeded at my house parties, which is essentially just dropping songs, really.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know. I bought some like really expensive decks, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do this whole thing and just make sick beats. And actually, I still think like slightly I would actually like to be a producer. I think if I wasn't an actor, that's what I definitely want to be, I think. But I just haven't had the time and the know-how and all of that stuff. But I could still probably spin a couple of tracks, I reckon, if you gave me my exact decks and my exact music.
See, I hope no one's listening to this, because one of them still owe me some money, so I don't want them to just, like, not pay me after. But sometimes I tell people I'm a DJ, and it's got me a couple of bookings for...
Like PA bookings? And like parties and stuff like that?
For, like, fashion events stuff like that.
Yeah.
And whenever I've gone, I've had to take people with me.
To DJs.
And the last time I had an event, I think you were in Brighton, because I spoke to, we've got a mutual friend, Ben Smallwood. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Ben and he was like, take Charlie, he'll do it for you.
Well, do you know what? Thank God you didn't take me, because it would have been me and you both standing there going like, there are only DJs in the room.
So when you go to the events that you're supposed to be DJing at and you take someone with you, what are you doing? Are you pretending to DJ while someone's behind you really doing it?
No, so...
It's very easy to pretend. You can even just bring a pre-mix.
Just press play and then...
Sorry to grass up all the DJs out there, but a lot of you are faking it.
I'm one of them. The worst was... the last time that I DJ'd, because so the first time I did it, they said to me like, oh, what equipment do you need? We'll get everything in. It was a huge client. So I gave them everything I wanted, a full list. I asked my friend who's a DJ, and he told me the top spec of everything. They brought everything, and I brought him with me, went down. It was already set up. He just loaded everything up and just told me like, fade in, out, and whatever. Fine. The second time I went, a few days before, they went, oh, yeah, when you bring your equipment, I was like, when I do what? When I bring huge equipment? What the fuck? Like, they wanted everything, decks, speakers set up around the shop.
Who were these amateurs?
So this was a client called Acris.
Never heard of them.
They are, they have a shop on New Bond Street. They're very, like, the cheapest item of clothing in the store is like $3,000. It's like one of them very, in fact, the brief was, everyone's going to be the rich banker type.
Okay.
Was it like that?
Yeah, and all I had to do was just play samba and jazz music all night off desktop speakers.
Perfect.
Well, maybe that's why they don't have speakers if they're in a shop. Although I guess if you are, the minimum thing is $3,000, you can definitely afford some speakers.
Yeah. And I didn't even get paid enough to afford like half of one of them items of clothing.
Did they give you some clothing though?
No, it's women's clothing.
Did they give you some clothing though?
Just underwear.
Oh, nice.
What we'll do is we'll get into another song, and when we get back we'll get into more talk, but this time it will be with our producer friend Conductor.
Yo, Big Shaq, the one and only. I told you, check the statistics. Man's not hot. Scrap. Skitty cat cat. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Every day man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the ting went quack, 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 you man with diamonds. 5 + 5 = 10. Adequate M, that's my net worth. Yeah. Everyday I drink shocker. Shocker. Get burst. See your girl in my rolls. Snapchat, doing fuck pose. 2 2s, now she in the back.
What?
No clothes. Old type Muttley.
My brother.
He's got the flavors. Old type Damon.
My G.
He's got the shavers. You might see me creep for the ends.
Creeping.
No bends.
Nah.
Hit Western Fried.
Quick.
Go check couple friends. My team goes pa pow. Pow 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 pow. Pa pow. Pow pow pow. Kwasia. Pow 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 pow. Pow pow.
Leave it.
I tell a man's not hot, never hot. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babes, man's not hot, hey. Never hot. Pops out the 4-door with a 4-4, stop lying, you ain't got no match. Better fix them fiction raps.
Man told lies, facts. Man get silly on mic, so man get drilly on guys. I don't care about a million views, you get blasted a million times. Man bust mic and break rules, I got wordplay, gems and jewels. In the club in my jacket and all this ice, like man's not hot, man's cool. Flex. League on my own, don't care about titles, don't mind rivals, I bring a storm like Michael, bad like Michael, dapper like Michael. In Hollywood doing 10 toes, dressed like a London blow. Out here you can't find no wife, it's just spots and skits and hoes. And the Cali's just hitting my dome, I'm too high man, I gotta go home. Gang book flights and go, man already know how this thing goes. The ting goes grrrr, ah,
and the pop pop. Your girl don't wanna let me go, my speed of Versace. Now she getting D in a car, listening to Cardi. My young boy got it in a party, 365 no days off. If I aim it that way, I bet your boys all take off. All I see is clowns and neeks, leave a boy counting sheep. Mum told me count to 10, before I put a boy down in street. I hear them talking about war, make sure you're sure. I call my young boy Jay-Z, where you think he's got the 444? Girl say look at his watch, girl say look at his watch. Look at all this ice on my top, man could never be hot. I told him give me all three, like I get it all free. Give me that. My weed man from Ghana, Charlie. All we do is talk trees.
Me plus a girl in a bed, equal sperm in a egg. Quick science. She swallowed that too. Quick diet. You ain't fully on arms, you ain't fully on wars. Oi Shaq, heard your ting went quack, my ting went woof 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 and hit one of your dogs. Let's joke, no bars in, them man ain't on warring. Man jump out, no warning, man I start mmin and arin. Cold your fans done talking, skiddy pop pop man scarring. They went dagging them, only time man's been on barking. Crept so wrong, if I was on Love Island, would have tried beat Jess, no Dom. I don't wanna dead, no beef, I don't wanna sort it out. The ting goes, man are you talking south?
Brilliant.
Hold tight fam, he was on mayhem. Like 15 on a 410 bus with a skengo trying to do 8M.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me take off your jacket, I said babes, man's not hot,
serious?
Never hot.
Yeah, you know the line. Man thought I can only flow to grind. Speed equals distance over time. When man said quick math, that came to mind. Man like me get flashed and paid a fine. Pay that card or cash, it ain't decline. If they told you that I want hot, trust me fam, that's a lie. Fuck that, man's hot. North to 60 in the whip, man's got burning rubber like mum's Dutch pot. Smells like Michelin or Dunlop. Them man are listening, but I'm not. Don't wanna hear about some cunt spot with stop, no Usna, man. Run shot. Used to roll with man with a one pop. Now I spit bars and sound like gunshots. I tell a man, get back, or I'll slap that black, black cap. Don't give me back chat. Chat and pop, look, come out the room. Boom. Slap. Left hook, you're shook now. Boom, 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 boom. You're done though.
I tell a man's not hot. Tell a man's not hot. The girl told me take off your jacket. I said babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
The girl told me take off your jacket. I said babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
The ting goes grrr, ah, pa 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 and the pop pop grrr, boom 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 ski ah do 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 boom 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 boom. You done know. Big shot. Man's not hot. Tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
40 degrees and man's not hot.
Come on,
yo. In the sauna, man's not hot,
never hot.
Yeah. Skiddy cat, pop, pop.
That was Big Shaq featuring. Wait. Lethal Bizzle. Mm-hmm. Chipmunk. Mm-hmm.
Chip.
Whatever.
Yep.
Still with that oops a daisy guy to me. Crept, Conan, JME.
That's right, that's correct. Well done.
Not even on the screen. JME's the only good verse on that as well. Like, I sound like a hater about everything, but it's just all my honest opinion. I feel like I'm more of a critique than a hater.
Sure, but you're not a hater of our guest that's in the studio
I
right
am
now.
Not in the shape of conductor.
Good afternoon, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming through. How are you, man?
I'm good, thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm good, I'm very good.
Fresh off the back of a show last night in Nottingham.
Yeah, big up Nottingham.
The greatest city of all. Unfortunately for you, you had to come back down to London.
Where you moved to?
Yeah, not by choice.
Of course.
I pretty much was.
Forced to leave Nottingham, yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Like, there's nothing in Nottingham, really. Like, not for me. You know what I mean? So this was my only place. However, for you, you've also moved to London, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm from Bristol. From
Bristol originally. You know, yeah. It says you live residing in West London, so not a bad move. I mean, that's a
I've been everywhere in London. I used to live near Finsbury Park by the Emirates.
So did I. And I right near there.
Yeah. And then recently I've been in West London.
Ah, this music thing's all right, isn't it? I might jump on board. I get through. You want to give me a couple lessons?
No, it's been decent. I've got there's a studio in my manager's house in the garage. So I'm making garage in the garage.
Oh, all right. Oh. That takes it back to the roots. Nice. Can't get any more real. Talking about making music, you've just released your new single, which is out now. Wanna Go, featuring Mina Rose, Coco and Big Zoo.
Yeah, no, that came out. Shot the video. It was like a party again at my manager's house as well. Yeah, it was really, really fun. Sick vibes. Coco is like one of my favorite MCs from Sheffield.
Incredible.
Big Zoo's got like mad energy, and Mina Rose's vocal is like really, really sweet. And I think she's gonna do massive things for the year. So yeah, I thought what I try and do with most of my singles and most of my tunes is get like people I'm feeling, get like this. It's like an emulsion of everything, like grime, garage, and just like UK culture, and put it onto one tune.
But it also just goes to show that, because everyone said that this kind of music is very London-based, that everything comes out of London, a lot of things are London-based. But on this track alone, you've got yourself, obviously, from Bristol, and Coco from Sheffield, and he's very Sheffield.
Yeah, very, very Sheffield. Yeah, very still city.
Man. So it just goes to prove that, look, it's not all about London. And like you say, you've been you were in Nottingham last night and playing gigs outside. Do you feel you get the same reaction outside of London with this genre of music than you get in London, or do you find it's different?
I think for sure, because like we were just saying then, I think it's important to kind of decentralize London as being so important, because obviously like, I love London and London's like great, but I think when you place too much emphasis on London, you think that like, a London experience is the same experience everywhere else.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you kind of ignore everywhere else. Like, I used to think when I was in Bristol, like anywhere past Birmingham was like north. Like, I didn't really understand like the whole concept of like, there's like places past Birmingham.
Not,
yeah,
course,
and it's not.
Of course, of course.
I think when I play up north, it's just more receptive. I feel like it's less pretentious.
Yeah.
I feel like with London, but I guess it's because of like this environment that London is, it's just like, you've got clubbers and you've got ravers and you've just got people who are just on a night out. So it's different. You attract different kind of people tonight. Like some people come for like the DJ who's there, then some people are just there like on a night out. Whereas with in like cities or like student towns, you've got people coming specifically for the person. So I think they're more receptive to that kind of music and yeah. But not downplaying London, like still have a good time in London for sure.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, I think, you know, with like smaller cities and stuff, I think, you know, when it's like someone coming to town as well, it's so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah,
you just
got
that thing where it's like, oh my god, look who's playing here tonight, we've got to go.
Yeah. It's like when it's like an FA Cup draw,
and then
Man United are going to like Yeovil, or like it's that same kind of mentality. You've got to turn up.
Yeah, that's it. That's
and
it.
You've just come off tour. Oh, sorry, you've literally just come off tour with Skrillex, right? Going across.
Yeah, we went. Yeah, that was kind of mad.
Traveled Europe.
Yeah, we did.
What's that like? What's playing music in other countries? Going to different places and playing your music to these people when they've gone there to see Skrillex. A lot of these people, they've all gone, it's his headline tour, and you've gone, shut it down, right? How does that feel?
It's a weird one, because I think with the tour itself, that was the most nervous I've been, because I feel like he writes my music and I just remixed his latest single, and that was why it was kind of made sense to go on the tour with him. And then I was a bit shook. I was like, like obviously like Skrillex, who makes like more heavier like dance music, and then like to like have Skrillex there and then like garage, it's like two opposite ends of the spectrum. But I think that's like the beauty of music, that you can kind of unite like people from different ends of the spectrum, and like they can all enjoy it. And it was really daunting. I was quite nervous, but it was really good. It was really intense. And I think abroad, like we're saying about when someone comes over, it was that same element of people coming to be like, oh wow, like who's this guy, like if you can like level up. And yeah, it was really, really fun.
Did you learn a lot from him as well, being
Because it was Owsler, so Skrillex's label, so there was like Habstract and these guys called Point, and it was just really interesting to just learn off different artists who don't make the same music as you, but we all had the same kind of common goal and same kind of different ways of going about it and how like everyone else's journeys. And yeah, it was really insightful. It was a mad tour, like on the tour bus. Like that's the first time I've ever been on a tour, like supported anyone. And yeah, it was crazy.
So as it's your first time on that tour, I'm going to ask the cliche question, as you've probably not had it that many times yet, but what was on your rider?
What's on my rider?
Your first tour, so this is your first crack at a rider. What did you ask for?
You know what? I wasn't cheeky. I'm a very humble guy, so I was just like, I just usually go for Disaronno, and then Disaronno Coke, Jelly Babies, and then like a couple of snacks and stuff for me and my manager. Like, just keep it calm for now.
See, I would have gone
for now, though. You see that for now?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I'd have gone
yeah, for now. But I'm kind of moving on to gin and tonic now.
Yes, great choice.
There was one mad mix of gin and tonic I had. It was like gin, tonic, and raspberry, and then something else. It was nuts. I've had it before. Like, I think I'm going to add that to the rider.
That's
and what did I have in Amsterdam? Courvoisier.
Marijuana.
Courvoisier and vanilla milkshake will change your life.
Oh.
Honestly, will change your life.
See, if it was me and this was my rider, I would have pushed the boat. I'd have asked for weed, for Courvoisier, for gin, for 70 virgins,
for not for your first
a bag of cats.
You can't take the piss.
Yeah, of course.
You got to ease it in, Reese.
Yeah.
Mate.
I'd jump. That is me easing it in.
100
virgins
next
time. You've also support. So, were you a big Garage fan?
Yeah, what happened was that I used to listen to Garage.
You say it like an accent. See, what happened was...
Yeah, that's mad.
How I accidentally got big at music was...
Oh, but I used to like love watching like Channel U and MTV Bass when I was younger, and then the first kind of thing I had with Garage when I saw the So Solid video for 21 Seconds, I got really, really shook. Like, I was like, wow, like, what is this? Like, it's next. And I used to be really scared of like running up my stairs, and I used to top up my seconds, because you know when it's like 21 seconds, I'd be like, oh, I've got a million seconds, because like, I thought I was going to die if I didn't like top up my seconds.
Really stupid,
like very weird, but that's what I used to do. So that was my first impact, and I was like, I kind of got into listening to grime. And then I got a few mixtapes from my godbrother, and he like showed me, like, it was DJ Semtex, Grime Wave, and I had loads of tunes from like Wiley and D Double and stuff. So then I was on the grimier side of things, and then I kind of opened up to listening to more garage and two-steppy stuff. And then, yeah, it's a weird one with music, because even like my taste now in garage and house music in general is still evolving. Like, I remember listening when I was like 13, 14, I was listening to garage, like, oh wow, this is so good. And then it's listening to like house music and be like, oh, what's this? Like, this is just more. It's like, why am I listening to this? And now, like, I love like 9 years on, like, I love house music now, and like all the 90s and Chicago's house stuff is stuff I play in sets. So music is always like, it's always evolving in a sense that I love like just going back and listening to music and like this, the history and like archiving stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to see the roots of where garage came from, which is like house, and then like going forward. And yeah, that's pretty much in my journey. Like, it's still pretty much ongoing. Like, I always feel I get stuck in like YouTube holes of like 50 tabs of just like music, and I click and click and click, and then I'm like, oh, I need to check this, and I need to check that. And yeah,
so for you then, going and supporting DJ EZ in your hometown must have been a big thing.
Yeah, that was a mad show. That was Bristol. Yeah, that was probably one of my best shows, to be honest.
I bet do you get an absolute shutdown in your own city? Is that
Bristol's the one. No disrespect to anyone else I play, but Bristol just like
everyone says that. Harley and Jordan, Rizzle Kicks, Harley used to be on the show. They used to say when they went Bristol, that was the best.
That was the best leg of the tour, because I went on that tour as well. Bristol just goes off.
There's something in there. I don't know what it is. Like, Bristol just is so good. Like, it's just fun. Everyone wants to party. It's good vibes, not pretentious. And yeah,
we had Eva Lazarus in.
She's great. Yeah,
and she was saying how brilliant is just Bristol generally. Really, we're planning a trip there.
Michael Payne said it's his place to perform as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of artists say this.
To
have that and it be your home city gig. And to be with EZ, that must have been mad. That must have been.
It's probably one of my greatest like music moments for sure. I can't even say like too much. It was literally like, it's really, really good. It was sick. But it's just about. Just about building, really, and like the next thing is to like go back to back with EZ, or do you know what I mean? It's just about going. I always like aim for like the next thing. Like, I don't want to dwell only because I don't want to get too caught up in the moment, and I just want to keep on going, going, and going, and going, and going. But yeah, that was like in my shows that I played, and like when I started DJing, it's definitely a special one.
So that was going to be my next question. I was going to say, when that happens to you, do you think, like, I can't, this is it now, do you know what I mean? Like, what else can I do now? Or is it the next step from here is Because I'm imagining when that comes across, the initial, like, you've got that booking, you're like, oh, shit, the bed. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
supporting EZ in Bristol. Was that straight away then your mindset was, right, this is what I need to do next now?
Yeah, it was just, first of all, it was just about making sure that when you're booked with, like, EZ or you're booked with someone big or you're, like, supporting someone, you just have to make sure, the mindset I go into it is that I need to make sure that people are like, oh, who was that guy before? Because 80% of the people... 80% of the people there won't really have heard of me or know of me. They'll just see him online and be like, oh, he's supporting EZ. So it's about making sure that I make my mark and people be like, oh, who was that guy before EZ? That's how I like approach those kind of situations. So yeah, once I did that, it was just like, boom, taking whoever I've gathered from that and then building on that and just keep on building and building and building and like, just laying the foundations to like, just keep on going really because... Yeah, I think with music and stuff in general, it's easy to just have like a quick burst, and you never want a quick burst. You always want it to be like a long, kind of sustained like rise. And
well,
yeah.
Well, you've got your name ringing, I mean, in people's ears now. You've been co-signed by, I mean, EZ, MJ Cole, Skrillex, Heartless Crew, Mr. Jam, Toddler T, so on and so, so on so forth. You've, and then, I mean, you've had write-ups and whatnot from The Guardian, High Snobiety, Fact Magazine, Complex... Fam, you've been doing bits. If any of our listeners want to find you on social media or SoundCloud or whatever, where would they be able to do that?
So my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/conductor, CONDUCTA. My Twitter is twitter.com/conductoruk. Instagram as well, conductoruk, I'm active on that. And Spotify, just type in conductor. And yeah, you can see all my catalog and all my stuff there.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Would you be able to do the honour of introducing your new song for us?
This is myself, Conductor. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. This is Conductor I Wanna Go featuring Big Zoo, Mina Rose and Coco.
Jokes. The dance is done, but I don't wanna go home. We 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 don't wanna go home.
Drunk, I'm sure. DJ, please come and get one more. Drinks at about 4x4. At the bar, trying to get another one poured. Security said that he's blocked off. What for? Head to the exit and clear the dance floor. I'm trying to get a request, I want to carry on, I got a bag of energy left. All white with a little bit of brown. Zoned out cause I hit a bit of loud. It's all vibes, I can see it in the crowd. Make some noise if you're really in the house. New people, fresh faces, wow. I don't want to hear that, it's time to go now. I guess I better get in the Uber and bounce. You can take me anywhere except for my house.
We don't want to go home.
Man, lift raving bars, you're a hoverer. This fool's man ain't in a borrower. Till this man moves that choreograph. I feel a rocket from my monoblast. Trying to better my future coming from the bus. I said the producer, this one got a loss. I'm a conductor with a bad boy mood. And I wrote this one in the bad boy mood. And man, I already know this is Duffy in the show. It's the B.I.G. on a bad boy tune. Till I break down in the bad boy dudes. But you don't really do what the bad boys do. You can tell from the gram that your girl was a fan. Gotta let her know why, cause I stamp out you.
Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
Amanda Starr, where are you?
Back to my big up. The person who I feel like has had a really big year in music is Cardi B. Huh?
So Cardi B became the first female rapper to top the Billboard 100 since Lauryn Hill 19 years ago.
This is So that means that this is on the level of Do What Then? Like her bars, the way she's coming across, the soul that she's put into it, the energy that you get from the tune is as passionate as Do What. What the hell?
Hey. Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
And we are back. That was Conductor. What? That was a great chat, as Natalie said in the very.
And I
that
hate
was a
myself.
Great chat.
Stop saying it now.
Jolly good chat.
Lovely chat.
Chinwag.
I feel like we should get into a little chat about what's gone down this week. Really?
Sure. Yeah. What have you been up to, both of you?
What have I been up to? God, what day is it? Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
So, Monday. Do you know what? I've actually not been going out a lot because I've been sucked into Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, my God.
No.
This is crazy.
I went and got a girlfriend, and now that's happened. You know what I mean?
Like, were they correlating?
Yeah.
She loved it.
She made me watch it.
Right.
Okay.
And I really want to have sex again in my life. So, now I love it.
What? And that's a big turn on Celebrity Big Brother.
Are you fine if I do as I'm told? Can't go wrong.
Submissive, okay.
Yeah.
If you like.
Right. Okay. Can't always be the dominating one. That's for later on.
So for anyone that hasn't watched it, which I think is me and Charlie,
I'll explain to you what's happened. It's a load of people that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Inside a house with dapper laughs.
So
they've got loads of... It's a year of the woman.
Yeah.
This year.
So why is he in there?
Because...
Yeah, he's the anti-woman,
Yeah, he's
surely.
Really not for women, is
well,
he?
Well, but then he's completely turned everyone's opinion around on him.
Not everyone. I've been reading a lot of press about him sort of saying some things about when there were two women in there that lesbians.
I mean, not
pro-women, is it?
Also, but they really took that out of context.
Okay.
And it's like with, what's happened with Phil Neville, where he said, just battered my wife. Feel brilliant.
He didn't say that. That was a fake tweet.
He said just battered my wife.
No, he didn't like a sausage. Say that. Unfortunately, some people reported that as fact, and it turned out it was a spoof Twitter account from his. But he did say some things about a woman being in the kitchen.
And he did say something else about beating his wife.
Right.
But it was actually like the previous tweet was like, his wife just beat him at table tennis, and he's like, I'll get my own back. Next tweet, just battered the wife. Feel better now. Because he just beat her at table tennis, and then everyone was like, oh.
There were a couple of others, though, that he said, which, even in context, didn't look great, did they?
But then he said as well, they were taken out of context. And I thought, what context were they in where that was all right?
It's when they don't explain what the context is. Yeah, it was taken out of context.
I feel like that's the classic line, if you're caught doing anything, well, it was taken out of context, wasn't it? If you've seen the whole thing, the whole show or whatever.
It just wasn't what it looked like.
Exactly.
Another good one is, if someone asks you a question that puts you on the spot and you can't think of a lie quick enough, just say, I don't feel comfortable answering that. And everyone just sorry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Why is that a thing? I don't care how comfortable you feel.
I'm going to try that. What sort of question would you be asked that you would reply to?
Ask me a question, I would practice it.
Okay. Do you know when you wipe your bum, do you stand up or sit down?
I don't actually feel comfortable asking.
That's fair, I think. That would be a fair response.
Okay, and what about this? So what did you get up to this week?
Okay, so do we actually answer that?
Yeah, I do actually
feel comfortable answering this. What have I been doing this week? So wait, we agreed it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Last night I went to the opening of the new Call of Duty game.
Oh, sick.
Which was quite fun.
Was that with Big Nasty, Mo the Comedian, and...
Do you know what? No, it wasn't with Big Nasty. Like, JME was there and some other very cool people were there. It was like, it was a very geeky event. There were a lot of people.
I'm going to tell you now, Big Nasty was there. I saw the video.
He was there. So maybe I wasn't there.
you liar.
I'm just talking about an event that was on last night. Basically was on Instagram last night looking at his Call of Duty
event.
Where
were you last night, Charlie? Come on, tell us the real answer.
Yeah, I was outside.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
So that was quite fun, but like, I don't actually play Call of Duty, so I did feel a bit out of place because there was people going in
it's
there.
Shit.
They were going
it's
in.
Popular, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Very. Did you get a free one?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. So lovely. And I'm gonna get, such a good game.
Do you even have a console?
No, I don't, but I took my friend Ross from back home, and he's a big Call of Duty head. You know Ross.
I know Ross.
And he was in his element, actually, to be honest.
I can imagine.
Yeah. He really got him going.
Had his little rat snake out.
Rainbow carpet. No, but yeah, and then the rest of the week, I've just been, what have I been doing? Just auditioning for stuff and just...
So you can get more gold on that arm.
It's all my... Yeah, true, true. No, it's all my granddad's, actually. All of that.
Have you been auditioning for anything that is very exciting and you can hint at, or can you just not tell us anything?
I've got something... I auditioned for some... Okay, I'll just tell you one and I'll try and give you a clue. So I auditioned for a film last week and it's a big war film again, but it's... The main actor says this in a... the main actor has a coconut friend in a film called Wilson.
Oh, it's Hanks.
I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah. Wilson!
Yeah. There you go. But you know, it's funny when you do these auditions and then you just forget.
Yeah.
And then you never hear about them ever again.
Yeah, same with castings. For a big client, and then I'll be like, yeah, right, do you know what I mean? Getting back a week later, I've forgot jobs, I've not even heard of it.
But you have to have that mentality, surely, otherwise you're
I mean, also, I don't know if it's the same with an acting, but I find for like every 10 castings I go to, you only get one job.
Yeah.
So it's like getting turned down 90% of the time anyway.
Yeah. So we're just in a life of rejection, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, how many auditions have you ever had to do, a second audition, a third for a part that you really
That's what they usually do. So you kind of go in, and then, or you'll do a tape at home, and then they'd whittle it down to maybe like five people, and they sometimes let you know that they'll be like, this is who you're up against, blah,
they
blah, blah.
Tell you the names as well
sometimes,
so you can have
sometimes
them
you
removed.
Can find out. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable answering that.
So when you do a tape at home, does that feel weird, you're in your kitchen or whatever, having to act out a dramatic scene or something for an audition tape?
I actually really like it. A lot of actors don't like it, and it's quite funny. I live with my nan at the moment, big up nan. She is like the most amazing director. We just do these tapes sometimes for like 6-7 hours, and we like go over the scenes and film them. So I'm quite lucky in that respect, because she really enjoys it, I think. Keeps her moving in that.
Your nan is the loveliest person.
She is very nice.
She wants to give me some cakes to take away in a lovely little box. Really nice.
That's her vibe. That's her vibe.
Well, you were in the excellent film, Legend, and you were very good and excellent in it as well. How long was the process with that for getting the part? And did you have to go and audition with Tom Hardy? And
that was quite an interesting one. I was doing a series in South Africa, and this Scouse actor called Simon was just like, oh, I'm auditioning for this Craze film. He was like, surely you should go up for it. I'm like, from being around where I'm from and being from Bethnal Green and everything. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I think Tom Hardy's playing both of them. And Tom Hardy... probably at that time was actually my favourite actor, really.
Yeah.
It was, you know. So I kind of just got the audition kind of myself. I like said to my agent, this is who's doing it. And then, weirdly, the character that I auditioned for, my family actually knew him really well, the real guy. So I went in and started telling the casting director about this guy. And she was like, how do you know all this? I was like, no, trust me, like, your information's a little bit wrong. And they were kind of impressed, I think, that I'd like somehow. It was luck, really.
Yeah.
Was it?
But it was a lot of luck.
What was Tom Hardy? He can be, in a lot of parts, quite intimidating. But then I see lots of photos of him just like snuggling with dogs and things. So what's he like to work with?
He's very, very highly intelligent and actually very intense. The first scene we did, method acts completely. And the first scene we did, the pub was actually opposite my house, and I got taken into this pub, and he was sitting with this other actor, and in the scene we have to like put the kind of frighteners on him, and prior to the scene he'd got this like fully grown man in a headlock and wouldn't let him out of the headlock, and the guy was getting quite pissed off, obviously, sitting there in front of everyone, and Tom Hardy was like poking his face and like doing all this stuff. But I mean, you know, it's a good thing, because when you do the scene, then he's already annoyed, you know. And so it was quite intense. And also, as soon as we started doing it, he didn't say one... They were like, action. And the scene started playing out, and I was like, oh, okay, so you just don't stick to any lines whatsoever. So we just... most of it was improvised, actually, in the film.
Okay.
Which was quite... It was an amazing experience, you know. He's a clever man, though.
Is it hard to improvise as an actor? Or is that just something that comes as, like, second nature after... I mean, you went to the Brit school, didn't you?
You just need to really know your character. That's like anything, you know, some actors are good at improvising, some are not. Some are like good at reading initially, whereas some actors are really bad at reading, but when they learn it, they're like unbelievable, you know? So I don't know. But it's just about knowing your part, because you want to improvise as the character.
Yeah.
Which I guess... Yeah, it can be hard if you just don't have enough time or...
And I suppose with your family knowing the guy that you portrayed in the film,
I was very lucky with that. I was really lucky, actually. One of my uncles came up and he just sat there and for about 3 hours just told me everything about this guy, about what they used to do. And he used to be this crazy robber. And when he was younger, he went and he ended up accidentally robbing basically the crown jewels by accident.
But how?
I hate when that happens.
That's annoying.
I hate it. Like, a conductor accidentally travelled with Skrillex around Europe by becoming a musician.
Yeah, that is annoying, isn't
if
it?
If one wanted to just know how to accidentally steal some crown jewels, how would one do that?
So what one would do is they'd pretend to be a window cleaner in an area where a lot of royalty lived, and then they would go up the stairs in their window cleaner's outfit with my uncle, who I will not name, and my great uncle, actually rest his soul, he actually died not that long ago, so that he
snitch then
snitch, yeah, actually I could snitch now.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
No, I never grass, even after they're dead I'll never grass. But they said basically what they did is they thought the house was, they knew it was someone rich, this is why it was accidental, they knew it was someone very rich, it's probably in Kensington or somewhere like that. And so they went upstairs, and the guy that lived there let them in because they said they just managed to blag it. That was, I guess that was their game they were doing every day with window cleaning. And the first thing they took was this box. And then about a week later, it all went on the news that some of the Queen's jewellery had gone missing, and they described what the box would look like. But by this point, these people that I'm talking about that isn't my uncle, that was a joke, they had apparently, because they obviously knew it was such a big thing, they'd like basically given a lot of it out. My uncle said they just gave it to a lot of the old women in Hoxton, and they gave it to a lot of the old, because they would just, it was the only way they could really steer clear of it.
Yeah.
And also at that time, hanging was still an option.
I wouldn't be trying to rob crown jewels if the hanging was still an option, I think.
They were right at the end of the hanging phase.
I'm surprised that they would keep any jewels like that just in a flat in Holland Park or wherever. I thought they'd be locked up somewhere behind in lots of safes. And
same, to be honest. When he was telling me, I was like, are you just lying to me?
Reverse psychology. That's what they want you to think.
It's the snakes, isn't it?
It's like, have you ever seen that Darren Brown thing where he puts a wallet on the floor and draws a circle around it and then leaves for the day and no one watches it, but no one steals it? He's got a circle. So you'd think, this is, like, why does no one steal fruit and veg from outside of shops all day every day?
Because I know why, because it's dusty, it's been outside, and that's why I don't. That's
so
why
do you not wash your fruit
it.
And veg before
no,
you eat it? I don't know if you're.
No, I do, but if it's from there, and maybe it's just an apple, you want to eat it just walking around. No, it's been like.
If anything,
the air.
I think it makes it worse.
Yeah. Especially on my clothes as well.
Rubbing it on your clothes, the Febreze getting onto it.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Febreze!
Just bamboozled you there, church. What?
I thought, how the fuck do you know?
No, I feel like if it's outside all day, and they're often by busy roads, I'm not having an apple that's caked in, engine stuff.
You are. They're precious.
I know. I like it to be fully wrapped.
But I feel like we've learned something very...
I would like to know a wish list for you. You must have one, all actors do. But for people, directors, producers, actors, that you would like to... Obviously, I imagine Tom Hanks is one. You've said you've done an audition with him, but there must be some people you'd...
Yeah, I mean, there's a director called Martin McDonagh.
Made from In Bruges.
And Three Billboards in Missouri.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe he's from Camberwell.
Right.
I just think that's crazy. And if you're out there, Martin, please cast
me.
He's out there.
He's out there somewhere.
Everyone listens to this show.
True.
Martin does, yeah.
Especially Martin. No, and I don't know. I really want to do Black Mirror.
Yes, you would be good in Black Mirror as well, actually.
Love to do Black Mirror.
If Black Mirror or... that guy is listening.
Do you think Black Mirror is a person?
Yeah.
Black Mirror is listening.
If the people behind Black Mirror...
Do you want to know a cool fact, actually, everyone that is listening?
Is
do you know why Black Mirror is called Black Mirror?
Yeah, everyone does.
It's no secret.
No, please, everyone I tell doesn't know, actually, Reese.
Yeah, can you tell me?
When you lock your phone, what are you looking at?
Black Mirror.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Here's a fact I wanted to say when Conductor was in here. So, do you know that he was on about 21 seconds? It's called that because every single person in the song has 21 seconds to rap. Mega Man got the beat, worked out how many people are in So Solid, divided it up.
And now the verses all make sense. I've got 21 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, that can be a long time.
Yeah, Kyra knows.
That can be a long time, as we know, because I did a panic rush before the song was ending. I went 45 seconds, guys, and you were like, that's actually ages.
Yeah, that's a very long time.
I don't know why you're rushing back here. So, yeah.
So I think what we should do is quickly get into another song. But before we do that, like I say, if Black Mirror or Martin McCutcheon or whoever.
Charlie Brooker. Martin McCutcheon.
If Martin McCutcheon's out there, please cast me in something.
And you can get in touch with Charlie for roles by emailing hump at foobarradio.com. Yeah. Or you could tweet to
him. And if my agent's listening to this, I don't feel comfortable answering
that. Right, let's get into a song.
Caught him, man, dumb. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi as some. Record, you know me, I've one. Tell a man, pack down, cause flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you're into. So don't be try caught him, man, dumb. Bars, killing myself. Killing MC before I finish my meal. Seen him on stage, he was killing himself. So I did a crep check, I saw minimal shells. When I spray the waist, like, rack-a-tack-tack. That man can't rap raps without their backpack. So your man checks, the yaps, you done tap. But I saw you on Western. You took a Mackie's and that. You got the patty for pack. Why are you chatting this man? You're banging, you're clapping, you clap. Just checking, I get it, you twat. I got a bat for a crack. I got a knee for a knee. Eye for an eye, slip for a cheek. I'll put a fist in the speak. I'll be the cause of the eek, be the cause of the ouch. Now is the talk of the town. Loud that pork in your mouth, better water it down. I see you walking around. Why is there always a frown? What is the deal? Is it your lack of appeal? Your lack of appeal is adding to your lack of appeal. You cannot appeal. I ain't lying, man, you're carrying pills. Them and the dead and the ting of the till. If you work up, I deliver little. One has to be living as well. So what we gon' do? Shit in a shell. Sell it to them as a delicacy. Evidently I'm ahead of their team. They couldn't represent better than me. When I cruise down Western, blessed and complimented that Heston. Chefing, condescending my mention. Sentence that I spray and don't disrespect them. Why could the vibe I'm on is all rad? Raw, your vibe is long, it's all mad. Raw, the vibe I'm on is all war. Raw, my vibe I'm on is all rap. Again, I'm running with a ting. It's like a tinning and it's vivid and a vitamin and cinnamon. I'm getting them and spinning them and run up in the ting. Again, it really would have been a better bar from a living. They've been evidence forgiven. This is something in the mirror. I'm not giving them. I'm giving them a minimum of million a week. That's goals and I'm killing them roads. You never been in it. Hold on to the witty and grow. Hey, like my honey's Mauritian. Yeah. I ain't doing no dishes. I whip up a Ramsey to impress the bitches. Okay. See, I got me a chest foot. But I don't even play it. Just this or less far. Okay. Till the garden red. Why am I spilling my secrets? So you might have make it. But I got some neat cheese on the roof for a statement. But I ain't with a tractor. Still I'm a good actor. Okay. Explaining the book off the top of the dance. Someone give me a BAFTA. I got some, Kenobi has some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man, pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you into. So don't be check what a man dumb. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi has some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man, pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you into. So don't be check what a man dumb. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi has some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man, pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you into. So don't be check what a man.
Banger, that was Ocean.
Big up Ocean Wisdom.
Don.
Straight out of Brighton College, yeah?
Sheesh! please.
Shouldn't tell anyone that. Private school and that, yeah. Bad man and that, yeah. Prestigious.
What's his real name?
His real name is Ocean Wisdom, which is very cool, actually, to be fair to him. He actually tried to... should I admit all this? He tried to change his name at one point. And
Why
would you?
Yeah.
You've been born with that name, bro. Just keep it. Name. I think he was called Wiz or something like that.
Wiz, that's just another word for we, and I'm not sure how I feel.
Wiz Wisdom.
Wiz Wisdom.
That's been it?
Wizzy Wisdom.
Yeah. Ocean Wisdom. How do you get the... whose last name's Wisdom?
I know.
Wisdom.
I know. It's genius.
I just want to point out something that I've noticed. Mm-hmm. So, do you know in the first story we realised there was snake staff?
Yeah.
I've just come to realise that there's been snake staff for a while. You've got TFL before, right?
Is it, what?
The Transport for London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of this stuff are snakes.
Oh, God.
Why?
Have we got a badum?
What's happened? That's just the ding. I don't think it deserves a ding.
It was to follow up. It wasn't like a huge joke that I was making.
Oh, right. They're not all bad.
Really?
I haven't spoken to all of them, but...
They're not all bad.
Just the majority of them.
Just
90% of them. Continuing with the animal theme, though, I want to talk about Wiki, the killer whale that speaks.
Yeah.
Wizzy.
So, I mean, there's... I'm not sure how amazed I am. There was that gorilla. Was it Coco?
Oh, I can't believe... A whale that speaks. You're like,
Have you seen this, by the way? Have any of you seen this whale?
I've got a clip. I've got a clip of the whale.
I watched this today.
Yeah.
Shit. Right. Okay. Let me tuck into this one.
Yeah.
He actually speaks. So.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, you're not amazed by that. You're like, oh, whatever. Saw a gorilla once.
Yeah. A gorilla spoke.
Big brother the or a talking killer whale.
They bought the gorilla a cat and it cried when it died.
It's not talking though, is it? It's different.
Oh, the whale is responding to this guy.
I need you to find the name of this talking gorilla. There we go. Coco. It was Coco, a female western lowland gorilla who is named for having learned a language through a number of handsome.
Oh. Didn't speak.
All right, sorry. Take that back. I apologise.
They gave it a pet cat.
Well, humans have long been fascinated with communication with dolphins and whales, apparently. And we now appear to be one step closer after a killer whale called Wiki mimicked words including hello, bye-bye, Amy.
1-2.
And 1-2-3.
1-2.
Through a blowhole.
Is that funny, Reese?
What's so funny about... What's funny about Amy?
No, just how she communicates through a blowhole.
Yeah. Where else are you wanted to chat from?
Obviously. Have you never spoken to a woman through the blowhole before?
You're always talking through your blowhole, aren't you?
Oh, what a word.
I need a moment.
Can you blowhole just that word? Which
oh,
no.
Oh, God.
The 16-year-old. Oh, don't.
16-year-old. Yeah.
At least she's 16, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't talk about that now.
The 16-year-old whale copied its trainer at a marine park. Oh, Charlie, you're going to have to read it.
Okay. Where are we, Reese? Okay, the 16-year-old whale copied its trainer at a marine park in France and can even blow raspberries.
Why? Why is it...
Reese's head's
Reese
under
can't
the table.
Speak, but also outside the glove, everyone's pissing themselves out there as well.
Reese can't speak, but the
what's
whale
funny?
Can
the
speak
whale
out
can
of her blowhole.
Better than you can speak right now.
And Dr. Josep Kohl from the University, and that's actually what it says on her, Dr. Josep Kohl from the University of St. Andrews said that they are among only a handful of animals that, like humans, can imitate sounds by hearing them. Mm. So, like parrots as well.
Oh, yeah.
They do not shut up. He said, in mammals, it is very rare. Humans are obviously good at it, clearly.
Some of them.
Humans are obviously very good at speaking out of their blowholes. Interestingly, the mammals that can do best are marine mammals. So,
like what? Name another marine animal.
The chat talks.
Why they do it best? Because like budgerigars do it. Cockatiels and cockatoos do it. I love a cockatoo as well.
Okay.
No, behave.
Okay. You sure you want to do this again?
And parrots do it. That's like what? Yeah. Four different birds straight off the dome.
Those minor birds do it as well, don't they? Do you remember them?
Minor, and they canaries.
They minor? Oh, I don't know. Someone just told me once about them.
No,
I don't know.
Canaries were the miners. You used to put them in a mine, and if they died, then it wasn't safe to go down there.
Sad for the canaries. All right.
What a way to go.
But the way it, well, okay, maybe they do. I don't know any other mammals that do it.
I know, but apparently they're the best.
Yeah, they are the best.
But also, according to this, they actually, the sound emerges as a parrot-like squawk. So, you know, they're actually copying parrots, are copying us.
Can you remember the game Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, I used to love that game, actually.
No, wrong game. Can you remember the game Banjo and Kazooie? Or Banjo-Kazooie. And it was like a bear that had a bird in its backpack. Okay. I reckon that's what the whale was doing. It's got a little parrot in its blowhole.
Yeah, yeah. Just chilling. Oh, my God. Okay, so the sound has emerged like parrot-like squawks, shrill whistles or raspberries, but mostly clear enough to understand. Mm. Although the researchers did not set out to test Wiki's communication skills, the scientist who led the study believes basic conversations with her may one day be possible.
Well, do you want to hear her?
Yes.
Because I've got it here.
I'm going to call bullshit on this, I reckon.
Okay, let's listen.
Hello? Hello?
Listen.
Hello?
All right, so it made one thing.
Did it not say hello?
That was pretty good.
No. Because that hello sounded like a peacock scream. Yeah, didn't want a peacock.
No,
makes
it didn't. It's not something that get. Hold on.
Hello? Hello?
That one was good. Hello? The second one.
That's hello. That's hello.
It sounds like. Do you remember that there used to be a phone for. Like Dream Phone, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Hello? But no, like. That was shit. That was. But it only said hello.
Oh,
the rest of them were just noises.
The whale is talking to humans, really.
No, it's not. No, it's not. This is like, you know when people, like, they get that radio that can pick up, like, ghost sounds and shit like that? And it just, because it's a series of noises and people, it sounds similar to a word or whatever. Everyone's like, oh, it's a ghost. That's what's happening with this whale. It's not saying, when did it say Amy? And when did it give it a mic check 1-2?
Like, it did do it. I heard the 1-2 earlier. I heard the 1-2 on the news, actually.
Well, you're not having it.
No, not at all. I am calling bullshit on this. I was being sceptical at first, but now I can see, like...
If that
I'm angry,
you
actually.
And that whale said hello to you, you would reply.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You think if a whale was
walking down the street and that whale come up to you and just said hello, mate?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Do you think that I would be hanging around? If an animal spoke to me, I would not be talking. I'd be gone. I would be gone. I am scared of animals as it is. If one fucking talked to me from the ocean, you're not a fucking man.
That's true. Yeah, that would be.
Fish is not talking. It's not.
Fine. She's coming on the show next week, so we'll ask her then. We're terrible interviews. Yeah. She can't talk.
Well, I'll bring some Inuits in.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah, no, I'm not.
Not having that, are you?
Whoever wrote this article is talking out the blowhole. We'll fucking tell you that now.
It was all over the news earlier. As fact, well, maybe it was...
Because the news is always real as well.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah.
It has been done before with a famous grey parrot.
Which famous parrot? How famous?
Yeah, name one famous grey parrot.
Yeah, specifically grey. It was the most famous grey parrot.
Famous grey parrot? I don't know any.
But that's different. That's not a fish.
And it's also a whale isn't a fish, Reese.
A dolphin using sign language in sentences like "bring me this object" or "put this object above or below the other."
There was a study of dolphins. It was a really famous study where they made a whole house. This was in the 80s. They made the whole house like filled it all up with water so the dolphins could swim all around the house.
Yeah.
And the dolphins ended up trying to mate with the humans.
Oh, they've got a history of that with dolphins.
Dolphins
got history,
are
haven't they?
Slightly rapey.
Yeah, I've heard this. That they're not as cute as we think they are. You don't want to be left alone with a dolphin.
They are serial rapers.
Are they?
Yeah, same as ducks.
What?
Ducks.
Wait a minute, Reese.
Right,
believe a dolphin. You don't believe a whale that actually says hello, but you think ducks are rapists.
No, ducks' penises corkscrew one way, and the female duck's vagina corkscrews the other way, so it can't go in because ducks rape. So through evolution, it's learnt to corkscrew you the way so they can't rape each other because ducks
how do they still exist?
Google duck's penis and it'll blow your mind. Duck's dicks are about duck's dicks are about like 10 inches long.
They cannot be. So and how the corkscrew.
No, it does. It comes out as a corkscrew out his body. It does. It does. It shoots out of the duck's dick, comes out of his body. She's like, look at her face and tell me that's not true.
What have you been watching?
I
watched a documentary on animals and it was like about like animals that rape foxes are one of them.
Otters do as well, which made me really sad.
Foxes. I don't know. Oh, it might not be foxes. One animal has like a barbed. Is it a fox?
Has a barbed wire penis.
Barbed
cock.
Look.
Well, actually, there is a photo of a duck on screen, and that is that. Certainly.
No, my God. Sorry. Did you get that?
That's not real.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That can't be. It looks like it's.
Sorry.
No wonder the woman doesn't want that.
Yeah, we're not going to put it out on Twitter on the socials, but if you are listening to this, go online and just search for a duck's penis. Go on YouTube. There's a good little video on duck's penises, and this guy puts.
I regret seeing it.
Yeah, well, you should regret calling me a liar, because then you went back to look, would you?
It's a very sinister pose from a duck, if that's coming towards you.
That's like a seductive dad pose, you know what I mean?
Very confident.
Well, wouldn't you be if your dick was that long?
100%.
But very thin, narrow.
I mean, when it's got that corkscrew effect, I'm sure.
But the fox one, I think, has got barbed sort of prickles on it. So that's why when foxes mate, someone's screaming. You that
hear
loud
it in the middle
noise,
of the night. Cats also have that weird scream as well.
That's when they're fighting, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's, dolphins. There's actually a video on YouTube of a dolphin raping a dead fish. So...
We're back.
Dolphins.
So we're back to YouTube.
You
kids.
All go swimming out with dolphins and that.
What are you searching on? You see all these YouTube videos. How are you?
Did you have one of those phases like lion v crocodile and then it ended up like dolphin rapes fish?
I got into a YouTube hole.
Yeah, that can happen, to be fair.
Say YouTube, I meant Pornhub. Anyway, we'll play another song and then we'll just so we can clear out this duck's dick from my mind, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she got me addicted. Yeah, she got me addicted. Shorty love a red bottom. We both came up from the bottom. Swerving jokers like Gotham. We hit up a crib, ayy. She get drunk where I live. After party, you'll be coming to my place. Baby, you know what it is. Yeah, she got me addicted. Oh, yeah, you got me addicted. Yeah, she got me addicted. Oh, yeah, you got me addicted. Bumping that pussy on me while I'm smoking, she got me addicted. I should be working, she got me alone in the crib, I'm addicted, yeah. Yeah, you know what the deal is. We can keep it in the confidential, shorty, I know you like it, the secret, yeah. We keep them guessing, ayy. Don't know what the deal is. But that's fine, 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 ayy. You wanna forget, gotta go. No need to break it down, go to body fire, I'ma take it down, yeah. Don't need to wait around, fuck you like I'm famous, make you stay around, yeah. Looking at you from a distance, I can tell you we're the business. I can tell you be the one, I couldn't tell I'd be addicted. I can tell that we could roll on, I can tell that we could kick it. We hit the corner for an hour, and I just show you how I'm living, yeah. I can tell you be the one, I can tell that I done ran up the ones, yeah. And now shorty number one, hey, I put it on you, yeah, she got me addicted. Shorty love a red bottom. We both came up from the bottom. Swerving jokers like Gotham. We hit up the crib, ayy. She get drunk where I live. After party, you'll be coming to my place. Baby, you know what it is, yeah. She got me addicted. Oh, yeah, you got me addicted, yeah. She got me addicted. Oh, yeah, you got me addicted, yeah. She bumping that pussy on me while I'm smoking. She got me addicted. I should be working, she got me alone in the crib, I'm addicted, yeah.
Yeah, damn. Yo, I got this nigga coming 5 times. He ain't gon' leave, he in the zone. He ain't even checked the timeline. This nookie got him talking to me in code. You don't fuck with them hoes, no, no. Them bitches broke, all they do every weekend is turn up in reels and take niggas home. But you see, I he know that I'm different, he know that I'm different. He know that I stand out just like them Simpsons. He know that, he know that, he know that I
He know that I hit it right. He know that I take him higher than high. Airplanes, all up in your bed. Body on my body while I'm touching on your chest. Made love to my mind, baby boy, take time. Kiss me on my breast, tell me that you're mine, oh my. He fell in love with a dun, the first time he seen her in tramp. He knew that she was the one, cause the dun didn't run for the gang. Clean, pretty, ice and drama mean in me. We went libertine, you made me feel like I'm 16.
Yeah, she got me addicted. Shorty love a red bottom. We both came up from the bottom. Swerving jokers like Gotham. We hit up the crib, bang. She get drunk where I live. After party, you'll be coming to my place. Baby, you know what it is. She got me addicted. Oh, yeah, you got me addicted, yeah. She got me addicted. Oh, yeah, you got me addicted, yeah. She bumping that pussy on me while I'm smoking. She got me addicted. I should be working, she got me alone in the crib, I'm addicted, yeah.
That was Nave Smalls and Stefflon Don.
London.
And that was Addicted. I feel like I just cleared my head and now the word dicks just appeared in the middle of that. and we're right back where we started from.
Talking about dicks, I have a story about a peacock for you.
Oh, now look, cock's in there,
yeah,
as well.
See? See what I did there.
And this woman seems to be a bit of one as well. So a woman has been banned from taking her emotional support peacock on a flight. Someone's going to be offended somewhere.
That's not on, is it?
I reckon she's probably offended. Peter are probably offended.
Yeah. Well, they do have emotional... There are
support
emotional support...
dogs.
Maybe cats, rabbits, I don't know. A peacock I've never heard before, but...
No, I've only ever known of one other person to have a peacock.
Yeah.
And that was someone that I used to know. Somebody that I used to know had a pet peacock in her secret garden.
So that all sounds like all kind of euphemisms there.
Wait, let me
explain. Secret
garden? You go through a forest.
Oh, God.
Up this long alleyway through a forest. And then you came to a huge entranceway.
Huge entranceway.
And then there was a triple garage.
Oh my God.
Right, okay. This is quite roomy.
Oh my God.
Behind,
we can all fit in there.
Quite a big secret garden.
Yeah, we get all our mates around. We can.
A triple fitting garage.
Make a day out of it.
Oh God.
and then behind that was a second garden, a secret one.
There's always the secret one, isn't there?
In that back entrance to the secret garden, if you went in through there was...
If you were lucky enough to find it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was chickens and a pet peacock.
Whoa, okay.
What, in the back garden?
Yeah.
She had chickens.
Yeah.
But that
was in one of her back gardens. She had two... gardens,
why,
both
why
bigger than...
Why would you have two? Why not just have one enormous garden? Why do you need to have two gardens?
Because she lived in the middle of a forest.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense either. Why do you go, well, that's enough for the first garden, put a fence up, let's have a second garden.
But it was actually technically the third, because it was like the front garden, which was huge, and then it came round to the back garden.
Well,
and then
how
there was
huge
a secret,
was it? Was it like massive front
huge,
garden?
Huge,
like huge. Yeah, like
huge
weirdly
garden.
Huge.
Yeah, like unnecessarily huge. And there was only three of them that lived there in a house that could get like 100 people in. It was...
They're getting 100 people in that front garden?
Whoa,
man, that's a lot.
How many around the back, in the back garden, could you fit in?
Well, there was a farm in there, isn't there?
Me and a couple of my mates squeezed in a few times. Anyway, back to the peacock.
Yes.
Dexter the Peacock is a therapy bird, not a real title, who helps his New York-based... Oh, she would be...
Just a therapy bird.
Yeah.
Just a therapy bird, so what?
New York-based photographer and performance artist, owner, Ventico...
Cope.
Just one
is that
name.
Wait?
Just
one if
name.
His surname's Cope.
No, it's not.
Ventico Cope.
Oh, is that? No, that's
just,
not her last name, is it?
It's just Ventico. She's a performance artist.
Who does she think she is? Oh, she's a performance artist. She needs an emotional support peacock and one name.
You can't be a therapist and have a surname as Cope.
Ventico helps Ventico cope with stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
She bought a ticket for Dexter. I'm not settled on Dexter for a peacock.
She'll get stressed if you say that. It's a stress bird.
She bought a ticket for Dexter so he could enjoy his own seat. But United Airlines turned the feathery passenger away from the cross-country flight due to health and safety concerns.
Yep.
Do peacocks fly?
Yeah, they actually can. They fly very... I've seen a peacock fly, but they slowly just go down. So they get to the top of trees somehow.
Yeah, I've seen them in
and
trees.
And then they just fly downwards.
Are you suggesting that Ventico should fly on peacock to wherever she wanted to go rather than on a plane?
I mean, I was going to suggest a peacock follows.
Just to help her anxiety out.
She's riding a peacock.
Yeah, not that she got like a saddle and some stirrups for a peacock and just... You know what, though? These hipsters do the most, yeah, so I won't be surprised.
Yeah.
So instead of joining Ventico on Sunday's flight from New Jersey Newark Liberty International Airport to Los Angeles, I'm assuming LAX, but didn't give it. He told us from the state, the airport in New York, just anywhere in LA.
Yeah.
Dexter made the trip with help of human friends instead. a spokeswoman for Chicago-based United says the peacock didn't meet guidelines for a number of reasons, including its size and weight.
And it's a peacock.
And
yeah,
it's a we're missing it's a therapy bird. You don't 12-hour flight.
And we're also just going to throw in there that therapy birds aren't a real thing. Let's get that one clear. The spokeswoman, Andrea Hillier, not too pretentious
didn't
for one.
Did you go for Andrea, did you? Interesting, you went for Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's curious. But
I don't
good.
Know any Andreas.
Oh, do you know? I always think Andrea's more common
Andrea.
Than Andrea, but let's go with Andrea.
Yeah?
Yeah, exotic.
I don't know any Andreas. I'll call her Andrea because I don't know any, and I like that one more.
Okay.
The spokeswoman, I forgot what it
Andrea?
Was. Andrea Hillier, said a representative from the airline had explained that the emotional support peacock... Just call it a fucking bird. This is ridiculous. The emotional support peacock would not be able to travel on the flight at least three times before they arrived at the airport.
Well,
I feel like this peacock's a bit pretentious itself. It's like... Do you know when a dentist always wants to be called doctor? You know what I mean? And they think, well, you're not really.
Yeah.
Stop pretending. This is like the peacock's
or
work.
A chiropodist or a dermatologist or other things. You're like, it's not proper doctor there.
An emotional support peacock.
Yeah.
And it makes sure that you say that every time.
Yeah.
Three times, actually.
Yeah, that's the full name.
As well as providing support to his owner, Dexter has started a number of photo
turn
shoots.
Turn the page.
Oh, he's got his own Instagram.
No.
Ventico and the peacock.
Is that Ventico?
She's a lot. There's a lot of shots of Ventico with no clothes on and a peacock. I mean, the peacock's not doing anything weird. It's just pecking at her hand. But
she's doing something very weird
by being naked.
By being naked with the peacock.
So
is it a male peacock or a female peacock?
Did she need to strip off? Like, do you know when I get my cat and I'm at home, I don't think, well, I'll take my T-shirt off.
Yeah.
I could pop my trousers off and stroke the cat for her. That sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah. But she's a performance artist, so maybe the art is that she's naked with a peacock. I don't know. But I would be quite scared to be that case. It's pecking.
That's what I was thinking.
313 likes isn't enough likes to have your tits out near a peacock's face, I'm going to say. However, I've got a photo of me with my dick out near a peacock.
Don't get it out.
Why? When? Why? How?
I'm going to say 2011.
What? Why?
And I'm going to get it up.
God.
And the thing is, mine wasn't for a photo shoot either. I just had my dick out near a peacock. So
okay, but no. There's always context.
Was this in the peacock's secret garden?
No, this was in a... So you've heard of Lord Byron.
Yeah.
So in Nottinghamshire is where he resides, or did. He's dead.
He's definitely dead.
I know because he's buried in my local town. He's buried in Hucknall Graveyard.
Okay.
Anyway, Newstead Abbey was where he lived, and it's like a big abbey, and they are like also a peacock thing. I don't know. They
peacock
have,
thing? Kind of, yeah.
It's obviously like the abbey, but there they buy and breed peacocks because over here there isn't that many peahens left. So they...
Are they called peahens?
Yeah, there's peacocks and peahens.
So this is definitely a male then, if it's a peacock.
Yeah.
And called Dexter.
Yeah, and a peahen. Because peahens don't have the bright coloured tails. Peahens are just...
Yeah, they
don't
look
have
different,
a
don't they?
Yeah. So we were there, I was young, and there was a couple of girls there, and... I don't know if you've noticed, but from time to time I like to show off. I like to be centre of attack. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but...
Yeah, I can't comment on that.
I feel uncomfortable answering that.
Yeah.
So I just got my willy out, I suppose.
And how did the peacock react to this?
Is it like still on your phone?
It's on my Facebook, actually.
What? Is it?
Done well to not get that reported after all this time, haven't you?
I mean, if you've seen what I've uploaded on Instagram today, it's any matter of time.
I have. Similar to that, kind of.
It was, it was. There was boobs also in my...
In your Instagram post? Yeah. I saw that earlier,
Great, great post, though. I just want to say, if anyone's not following me, Reese_Sanders, I recommend looking.
Because you have got yourself recently a green screen, haven't you? Yeah, yes, in your house.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the house? How have you worked that out?
It's in my bedroom at the moment.
Well, and you can use your phone with it?
Yeah, use my phone, my laptop.
That's very cool.
Got a couple cameras. Yeah, I've just been...
You're setting up your bedroom as some sort of studio.
Well, that's not what screen. That wasn't the intention. Oh, maybe I could make the best sex tape ever.
But none of it's real because you've got the green screen.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'd have like real sex, but in like
in
space and like. Oh my God, I'm going to bring back topless darts on the moon. Can you remember topless darts?
On live TV.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah.
And it was like on the moon, like in.
Topless darts on the moon existed in England
for a short time.
Yeah, this is all true. There we go. Oh, no.
Are you about to show a picture of your...
I mean, you can't see my penis, don't worry.
Okay, fine.
Me as a baby. That's one minute.
Can you describe it, Charlie, what you're seeing right now?
What we've got going on is we've got a peacock in full fluster, I think. Is that what you
would
call
it? You would be if you've seen this bad boy.
This peacock is rosy-cheeked and bushy-tailed. And, Reese is just really, like, going at it, just flashing it.
Oh, God, okay. Yeah,
kind of looks like he's trying to have a wee on the peacock.
Yeah,
So I kind of slagged off Ventico for having her boobs out near a peacock, when in reality in 2000 and do you know what? It's probably going to be like 2016 now. And I'm going to feel like a twat. 2010. We're all right.
Have you thought about, like Ventica, in making some performance art on an Instagram page of you just getting your penis out around peacocks?
No, but I am going to start uploading more green screen photos because I've been having the time of my life.
Okay, I know. Earlier, you were having a lovely time with your green screen in your bedroom.
I mean, that sounds weird when you say
little
it like
bit,
that.
But
that is what's going on, Reese.
I don't need to go out because I can be any fucking where with that green screen and still be in bed at the same time.
Okay, fair enough. I will say about the peacock, there is no way I'd like to be on a... I personally would not like to be sat on a flight. I would be scared if a peacock was in the chair next to me. I would just have to complain there. So I feel like Ventico is slightly in the wrong here.
And peacocks chasey, you know.
Yeah, they're noisy.
While screaming help.
Oh my
help!
God.
Help! See, that was a good peacock.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So that's the whale on the other seat.
I do a good peacock impression. I like to think so. I feel like we should get into another song.
Yes.
And we can all compare our best peacock art, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some more.
Yo, Tyrone on the motherfucking throne. You get me? Yo, check me. Yo, how can a very young man like me from NOTTING HAM be going on like a man who's got no friend? Feeding them when I'm ready to skeng. How can a very young man like me be ready for war like you? Get a punch in a face, punch in a bone till you get a punch in a chest, punch in a goatee. Might go sport and get hot stones. I keep punches, not for me. I said I might go sport, get hot stones, but I keep puncher is not for me. I'm in a dance hall, I'm on a stage and I'm doing karate. I push a light and I'm clapping man down like sick man party. I got my normal shoes on and you gotta wear no Harachi. I ain't gotta wear no Armani. You said the road wanna ask if I'm wearing Versace. You must have been smoking doggy. I'm in a dance hall, I'm on a stage and my tracksuit's cocky. I push a light and I'm mashing up niggas like German army. I got my do-rag on cause I'm hiding a big tsunami. I had a Liverpool war with a guy from Northampton, Nottingham and a guy near Derby. Definitely sure nobody ever sued me, sorry. I don't know why man are getting jolly. What would have pushed me? So would have pushed one into a night, £1 in a trolley. What would have cloned me? But I'm not a sheep or dolly. I'm on a chatting about guns and strapping. I'm on a chatting about strapping shotty. But it's not my fault that you were getting bullied in collie. How can a very young man like me from NOTTING HAM be going
going on like a man who's got no friend. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. How can a very young man like me, from N-O-T-T-I-N-G-H-A-M, be going on like a man who's got no friend. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. Feeling young but I'm ready to drop my tings on like Tupac in a battle. Tell man don't get yourself in a pickle. I bet our eyes are the Liverpool war and sucking on nipple. I see very big news on our roadside at technical, so I told that voice man. The way the faggle come on an old school like picking a porn star. You wanna know what I'm saying, but I'm saying in East. Uncle Miz, I'm gonna bury you the beast. Best hold on to the Jesus piece. Come on, I jump on the mic and I release. I got skills on the court just like the East. Liverpool bars might get repeat. I said my Liverpool bars might get repeat. You don't wanna see man stick it on your toes on the street. And I don't mean beat for street. I do with you when I'm on a mic. Got a great technique. When I jump on mic it's too neat. Got my durag on. Wanna copy my steed. My durag tied to the way that we say it's on fleek. I bet I like to the Liverpool war and mashing up beats. Hurry the beat and a ting skeet skeet. And I know a couple things that will mash up your life like Nicky and Meek. Me and a ting and I speak his Spanish not Greek. No black boy and I'm definitely no to cheat. And I heard y'all chatting about freak and a week more. I bet I like to the Liverpool war. You bet I like to the B and the chief. How can a very young man like me, from N-O-T-T-I-N-G-H-A-M, be going on like a man who's got no friend. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. How can a very young man like me, from N-O-T-T-I-N-G-H-A-M, be going on like a man who's got no friend. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. Feeling young but I'm ready to, I'm feeling young but I'm ready to skeng. I'm in a deal with a funny man, joke and a dust man. I just built my thing from left to right hand. We have a holly pad with a cool feffin on my night, good in on my right hand. So your holly pad, you know I shot them by for the rich man. Must have been dark, let me have a suntan from my island. How about the not not Dublin Island? She wanna ask somebody set, what we set? I've been doing it like Simon. In my city, I'm dirty good man or type of leg man. And then we're ready for more, I say that we're Iron Man. Back in the day, I was sitting in the church, my Iron Man. Boy, shout out like Iron Can. Put on the flame like Fire Man. I'm in the skinny man ting when I go to gym. Mr. That skinny man ting when I go to gym. I'm in the low end, I found him, I ring when we have a new sim. This is the prettiest thing for banana, but was she pretty and slim? And I know about them boom boom and them type of ting. A brand new track for the dancehall king when I have suit for him. Me and my niggas get through for the West Indies, but I definitely don't mean ashes. Missing them sick with the prettiest crutches, when they should never did have eyelashes. Could I never deal with any one of them gal? Could I gal there move two crosses? But could I never deal with any one of them gal? Could I gal there move two crosses? And I mean no answer to no bosses. I mean I deal with a pig, one fire, pond fed and sausage. I mean I rest, man, I mean look, no way that ticks and the man, them call me porridge. From a place in my local team as an Arctic on forest. The man I caught two coming just like there, what is I promise? What me tell them? I mean no answer to no bosses. I mean I deal with a pick one fire pun fed and sausage. And me a breast man and me don't know what that takes. And that man them call me porridge. From a place in my local team as I not take a forest. Man a cartoon coming just like there. What is I from me? Yeah.
That was Nottingham's Mez absolutely shelling it down with his new track off the EP Tyrone. What was the name of that?
Ready to skeng.
I mean, sounds.
Are you ready to skeng?
I'm always
ready to skeng.
Not quite. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm the weakest.
Not saying that you can't skeng.
No. I would probably be the best skenger.
The skeng daddy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Maybe you need some time to warm up, then just be ready straight away. You'd be ready to skeng.
Ready to skeng. Yeah. Yeah, if you practice skengs, do you know what I mean? Yeah, you can never jump it. I've never skenged before. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I just wake up and just skeng. Like, just nowhere.
Eyes open, skenging straight away.
Straight away. I can't even think. I just
in
skeng.
Bed, skenging.
Before a cup of tea and everything, you're like, I'm skenging before tea.
Calm down, skeng on the mind. Ooh,
if I have like a weekend in and I wake up on a Sunday, I just got a skeng. You've missed it.
You've got to skeng.
Just got to.
Oh, I'd love to skeng this weekend. I haven't skenged for a while.
I would also, but I'm not going to be. But soon, you know, soon we'll have a skeng, I think.
Yeah?
Like.
Yeah. Are you going to be skenging this weekend?
I'll skeng away, yeah.
Yeah? Ah. Buzzing. You like that segue to our next story?
Yes, I did.
A swarm of bees follows car for 2 days. Yep. I've heard this before. I don't know what I'm calling bullshit on. Actually, no, because if the Queen Bee got trapped inside the car, then all of its worker bees would try and locate the Queen Bee and follow the...
You'd get rid of your car, though, wouldn't you, if you had bees following you?
But if I had one bee following me, I'd get rid of my car. I'd get rid of myself. I'd
change my name, I'd change my passport, I'd go abroad.
Yeah, that's it, done.
Got a bee in your bonnet. Thanks.
When Carol Haworth...
Haworth, yep.
When Carol Haworth parked her Mitsubishi in the town of Hertfordshire. What?
Haverford.
Where the fuck's Haverfordshire?
It's in Wales.
Haverford West.
Wales.
There's too many words in one word there.
Yeah, Haverford West.
North Pingwindleton.
To do some shopping. Little did she know the mayhem that would ensue. While she attended to her errands, a swarm of 20... Who counted? I want to know who counted this.
How many?
A swarm of 20,000 bees was drawn to her car. That's a lot of bees to be counting as well. Yeah. And do you know when they're all in one bunch? I don't know if I've not counted the same one
and
twice.
You're like, oh, start again. One, two, three.
Oh, that would be a nightmare.
It's like, do you know when someone rings up and go, oh, yeah, we're at so-and-so's house. Oh, how many people are there? Like, oh, everyone. Yeah. Well, there's probably about 100 and there's 12. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like this is a very similar situation. Wow. I'm sure there's not even 20,000 bees to a hive, is there? Otherwise, they'd be like hotel-sized hives. These aren't... A local man, Tom Moses... Oh, this is getting ridiculous. You can't believe this story.
I do.
He saw the buzzing hubbub. What the fuck is a hubbub? Similar, I can't even get through this sentence.
Come on.
Oh, look, hives in the West can contain from 10,000 to 60,000 honeybees. That's a lot.
That is a lot of honeybees.
Whoa.
Imagine.
So a local man, Tom Moses, saw the buzzing hubbub and concerned that the bees might be poorly handled. Called in a team of beekeepers. Who knows a team of beekeepers?
Called in 20,000 beekeepers.
Who's got a beekeeper? Who's got a beekeeper guy in there?
One to one.
It's like speed dial one, beekeepers.
Have you ever seen the show Porn Stars?
No.
What about storage hunters?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so
porn stars.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So do you know whenever they they'll get something in, he's like, oh yeah, I'll just call my go-kart guy right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, who's got a team? This guy knows a team of beekeepers. Unless he plays in a league of farmers or something like that. You know what I mean?
So
he called. He thought they were being poorly handled as well. Who was handling them prior to this team?
It was the person that was counting them was probably poorly handling them. Stood there.
Probably picked one. Yeah, see now. He said, it was spectacular. I was driving through and I spotted the big brown splodge. Ooh. Sounds spectacular.
No.
A lot of people were really amazed by it. Cars were slowing down and people were taking pictures of it. I was a little bit concerned with it being in the middle of town outside a pub. That someone might do something stupid and get hurt, or do something stupid and hurt the bees. With the beekeepers on the job, by the time Haworth returned, the situation appeared to be resolved.
I think it's the swarm.
Oh, so why is it like halfway through it just a new paragraph?
I don't know.
It was like he was talking, new paragraph, he's still talking. And then, but, the full stop, new paragraph, but. But the swarm kept her in their sights and managed to track her down.
Yep.
She realised the next day that some of the bees had followed her home, so she summoned the beekeepers.
Maybe it's just like a number for them, not like 999.
Or like a noise, you just
like a signal in the sky.
Or a seance or something like that.
Summon them.
Everyone round, hold hands around the table and do this chant so the beekeepers come. The beekeeper said, we think the queen bee had been attracted to something in the car, perhaps something sweet, and had got into a gap in the boot's hinge. I told you! I was one of the beekeepers, I'm not going to lie. The swarm of around 20,000 had followed her home and was sat around the boot of the car.
Just chilling.
In the car park.
Yeah, just waiting for her.
Chilling.
In the end, the adventurous queen and her subjects were reunited without harm. The beekeeper said it was the strangest bee thing he'd ever seen in 3 decades of beekeeping.
Yeah. To be fair, as bee things go,
that's a mad bee thing.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Don't acknowledge that. Do not acknowledge that.
It's kind of weird, you know, just followed her home as well. That would be terrifying. It's one thing to come, you just pop into Lidl or whatever, and then you come back, and your house, you come out the next day, there's 20,000
bees. And wearing them little striped jumpers like criminals as well, do you know what I mean? Ooh.
Trying to keep yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
Having a little skang and then, so you know.
1 minute you're skanging out, next minute you're over 20,000 bees.
And a team of beekeepers.
Who are apparently just roaming around Haverford West in Wales, ready to go with the bees.
Yeah, that's true. How many beekeepers are there in Haverford West?
Because the thing is, she went to the shop.
Summoned.
He summoned them. But by the time either she was in the shop for hours or he knew them very quickly because
he knew the bees quite well, actually.
Because by the time she got back from the shop, the beekeepers had come and thought they'd solved the problem.
Do you reckon he knew the bees personally?
Yeah,
because
he
said that someone drunk could do something stupid and get hurt. So he knew those bees were quite temperamental.
Yeah, similar. They know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
They've got us wrapped around their little tiny little fingers.
They have. They're very loyal. The Queen Bee has got 20,000 loyal subjects. That's good, isn't it?
She's got more followers on Twitter than... or more followers, should I say, than most people on Twitter.
Maybe.
So fair play to her.
Yeah.
Again, like, I'm still not too sure if I believe...
anything.
What, you don't believe...
any of these stories today? Again, I'm going to put this out there. Who picked these?
They weren't from fake news sites. They were from actual news...
This was just Kyra in the other room. She had a lot of spare time today, hadn't she?
She just made them up and photoshopped a few things as well.
That could be anything.
That's clearly bees.
That could be
photo.
Hollyhock. That could be literally anything.
What's hollyhock?
It's like a plant that grows up your house. And
Well, I'm scared of bees, so...
I mean, I don't think anyone's... finds them endearing.
Has anybody ever been attacked by a swarm of bees before?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say attacked... Oh, no, I haven't. I've seen...
You answered so sure of yourself.
I know.
Yes, I have, yeah.
No, my friend once fell over and put his hand through a bee's nest and he got quite badly stung. And I didn't, but I was there, so I like to kind of exaggerate the story and make it more about me, because it wasn't about me enough.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
and I wasn't centre of attention enough in that story, so
just
give a little tweak.
Are not scared of bees. Why would you be a beekeeper and collect all the honeys? Like, you wouldn't, you can't, you will get stung at some point and you can't.
Someone that I am friends with on either Facebook or Instagram or one of these social media platforms has recently become a beekeeper. That seems like a weird thing to just get into.
At our age?
Yeah.
Where do you go to beekeep training college? How do you train?
I didn't have that subject choice at school when I did my GCSEs or anything like that. Where do you?
Double maths.
Yeah.
Beekeeping.
I had triple P beekeeping.
Yeah.
They phased that out. I don't know what happened with that class, the beekeeping class.
Beekeeping classes.
It's gone.
I'm not sure. I feel like this story is as exaggerated as mine was about the bees. 20,000. You're telling me there's 20,000 bees there on that car?
Their bees are quite small.
Count them.
I mean, on the photo, you want me to count on the photo?
Listen, we've got 5 minutes left.
One, two, okay. I think it's around 20,000. But if they'd said, 19,000 and something...
You're going to round it up, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to round up.
You've always round up.
I'd say there's about 5,000 bees there.
Even that would be an impressive number, I think, of bees on your car.
I'm not saying I'm like Rain Man and I just looked at it like 5,000. But... Oh, it is beekeeping. Oh, the British Beekeepers Association, because beekeeping's different in each country, as we know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, different bees.
We have long and well-established exam courses, which is constantly being developed.
Yep,
obviously, you need to, with bees constantly evolving, we need to constantly keep up date with that.
Well, there's new research, of course, about beekeeping.
Yeah, in the field of beekeeping. Mm. Better to do it in a field, I suppose, your bedroom. Yeah. Our exams start with covering basic skills. And knowledge of the craft all the way up to becoming a beekeeper. That's like the final boss of beekeeping.
The master beekeeper.
The master beekeeper.
I wonder what you get for that. You get a little badge or something.
You can do doctorates in less time. It can take 7 years to become a master beekeeper.
How long?
You can perform brain surgery after like 6, can't you, isn't it?
Wow. After 7 years, you become a master beekeeper. What do you get for that?
Do you get like a special little like outfit, like a new little
unlimited
gi-
honey,
like a little black belt?
Yeah. Well, like, a nice little cute set of wings, like a little
But they just sprout. You don't get given them; they just grow after your 7 years.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I feel like it's something you don't talk talk about. The beekeepers, they just keep it quiet and then they just nod.
Is it like fight?
Like
if you're the master, you've got the. It's quite embarrassing when your wings come out, though, isn't it? It's a bit like, oh no, my wings have just come out. I really just.
It's like having a nip slip or like when you're not doing your fly up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, the wings out.
Yeah, like, oh, God, I didn't mean that.
Not buying it.
Presumably that costs money, obviously it will do. So I'm wondering how much you'd have to pay for 7 years of beekeeping.
And how much honey would you have to sell to get that back?
Yeah.
Which, in how long would that take? Like, how many jars of honey do you get per bee?
I don't know.
And do you have to, like, milk them like a cow or...
Can you make your own beekeeping place? Do you have to go and work somewhere else? Is there a demand for more beekeepers?
I think how a much beekeeping is a place is called an apiary, if anyone cares.
Oh. Look at you!
Sorry, boss.
You don't even live near it. You're from London. There's not even fields around here.
There's bees everywhere in London. You've just got to go to the right places. Come on.
Why are you going out looking for bees?
You've got to go to the bee calves.
Have a beehive in your garden? Does it have
beehive.
To be? You can't just have a beehive in a park. That would be against some health and safety there, I think. But you need a special.
Yeah, but you can't just put anything you want in a pot. And it's not just beehives. Like, you can't just go to a park and be like, I'm actually going to keep some cows here. You know
no,
what I mean?
Of course. That's why you can't just, you cannot have a beehive in a park.
Yeah, but you could probably have it in your garden.
Maybe.
I mean, you can't have kids as well, I suppose. I mean, that would definitely
and
be.
And the neighbours might be slightly annoyed if they've got animals, kids, or just
my garden.
Themselves.
Fuck my neighbours. Their tree grows over into my garden, so, and they don't care. Got damsons everywhere.
Oh, well, how much does a beehive cost? Let's have a look. And then we can go home and get a beehive for the garden.
Well, the problem was, what they did is, my neighbours actually burned the house down on purpose and then had to go to prison.
Claim up.
Yeah, then they had to go to prison, so that house just got left.
Oh.
There and then everything overgrew into the. I could have a beehive in their garden actually. Yeah. They're not there. What are they going to do? Write me a nasty letter from prison. Oh. Yeah. So no, I don't believe it.
All right.
Sorry.
Was there anything you believed?
No, not today.
Nothing.
Did you? Conductor came in. He was real.
Yeah, I believe. Well, actually, was he?
Yeah. Well,
do you know one of them where if you tell someone something enough, the mind can play tricks on
and
them?
And it's great because on the radio, obviously, no one really knows because you can't see.
Yeah, true. Well, coming up next, Callum McSwiggan is in. Who's his guest? Oh, fuck off.
He's got
another incredible name. Every week, never ever fails.
What, he's got Whitney and Megan Bacon Evans.
Yes.
Whitney.
I love that. No. Every week, do you have to find these friends with the best names?
Some people have very good names. Just that's it, and I one day we will all get one. Although
yeah.
Sanders is
Sanders.
Good.
Yeah, because of obviously the Colonel.
Be Reese Saunders Sanders.
No,
it's good, isn't it?
It's not my name. I'll Reese Will I Am Sanders, if you don't mind.
Well, Charlie, you've got a double-barreled surname. That's you've got a good name. So
we unlucky.
Need to just unlucky, Reese.
All right, what's yours?
So
King.
The King. I know it's really boring.
Why don't
quite
you go?
Good connotations, hasn't it? Really, King.
Just the ruler.
King. Just,
yeah, thank
just
you.
Like the leader. Of
thank
everything.
You. So back to Reese. You've just got the worst one.
I mean, the guy who invented KFC chicken.
Oh yeah, fair.
Not quite.
Fair point.
Not quite.
Isn't he
Colonel Sanders?
Sanders.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, he is.
Awkward.
So yeah, I think that's. Well, we've got time for today.
Yeah.
We'll get into a little tune to leave you all on, and next week we'll be back to normal with Michael Payne. So let's put our hands together for the one and only Charlie Palmer Rothwell. Thank you for coming in, man. It's been an absolute blast.
It's been absolutely blessed.
We'll hope to get you back in again soon.
Skeng time.
Skeng, skeng, skeng.
Just let go of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow, cause tonight might be your last. So stay up till
sunrise.
Wipe the tears from your
eyes.
Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Breakdancing boogie, my love. This is 1971. I crave that brain and that flesh. Cups of tea and gums that bleed red. Say you wrap the plastic in white. Say you single all of my life. Blackest skin disfigure my crimes. Credit cards and losing my mind. Piece by piece they stitch me. Ain't no love, I'm still banging out with me. I can't cry for those who ain't with me. I can't praise the Lord, please forgive me. Pink like pussy, extra pushy. Hands up off me, she's so lovely. Fame and fortune, all those habits. Pink and white, them panties matching.
I want to stay forever. I want to stay
forever.
I want to stay forever. I want to stay forever. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave.
get my old thing back. True. But baby, I always wanna bring up shit from the past. Yeah. Whoa, our options are limitless. Putting in effort for the effort is too effortless. Whoa, fuck check, see the necklace. Gold hit the lips every time that I'm hitting it. Huh, I told her, baby, I'm sorry. But if you think we got problems, then baby, watch Mari. Yeah, that's why you gotta smell the roses. We parted ways like she cheated with Moses. That's fucked up, but a lot of things are. Yeah. In Hollywood, but I never see stars. Yeah. Do anything for you, that's love. Uh-huh. Go anywhere for you, that's love. Uh-huh. Might even kill for you, that's love. Uh-huh. And if you're still tripping, that's drugs.
Just a coat of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow. Cause tonight might be your last. So stay up till sunrise. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Extra white, she's so extra white. My appetite, I lost appetite. It's paradise, we in paradise. So extra bright, it's so extra bright. So I break the beat and I smash it. She beat like cancer, she beat like dancing. Straight to my mattress, I was on smashing. I was on average, she was cadaverin. No free smoke when your bae is gone. Why I love when it's free and it does no harm. New phone, who's this? And my life's on charge. Two shows, pay rent, get a girl, get a job. Belly of the beast when I walk in the streets. All I see is fake love, insecurity. 2 months, 7 days, all when you first came. Walked in, off-white, all pink, okay.
The past, the past, the